91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Michael Sukit. Two school boards in the Toronto area say they will close their schools Monday if the QP strike action does happen. Peel District School Board and York Region District School Board have informed parents that student safety cannot be ensured if there is a labor disruption. At least half a dozen other school boards across Ontario have also planned a closure if the strike occurs. The Cobourg police are asking for the public's help in the case of a missing 30-year-old man. Ryan Bailey was last seen in the Whippy area of Taunton Road East and Thixton Road North between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on September 25th. He is described as white, 6'1", and somewhere between 180 and 200 pounds, short brown hair with brown facial hair. He was last known to be wearing blue jeans, gray skate shoes, a blue button-up shirt, and a ball cap and sunglasses. He also has a tattoo on his arm with the forearm of the word Jackson and a smiley face on his inner arm. If you have info on the whereabouts of him, contact Cobourg Police at 905-372-6821. OPP have charged the driver of a vehicle after a collision between a scooter and the vehicle on Dundas Street East in Quinte West at approximately 1:45 p.m. on Tuesday. The scooter operator was sent to a hospital by an ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with info on the investigation should contact Quinte West OPP at 1-888-310-1122. A summer ATV crash in the county have police laying charges. Police say that an ATV crashed into a tree at about 8 p.m. on July 7th, injuring the 24-year-old driver and the 71-year-old passenger. They were both taken to the hospital for critical injuries. The 24-year-old woman driving the vehicle has been charged with operating a conveyance, causing bodily harm and two drunk driving offenses. She's scheduled to appear in court on October 26th. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says he is personally against abortion, but promised that his government will not reopen debate on the issue. Scheer let his personal beliefs be known today while in New Brunswick after being pressured by his rivals to clarify his stance during the French debate in Montreal last night.
My personal position has always been open and consistent. I am personally pro-life, but I've also made the commitment that as leader of this party, it is my responsibility to ensure that we do not reopen this debate, that we focus on issues that unite our party and unite Canadians, and that's exactly what I'll do, and that's why I will vote against measures that attempt to reopen this debate.
Scheer claims that the Liberals are trying to distract Canadians by continuing to bring up the divisive issue on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, the Liberal campaign is acknowledging it's using two planes after Scheer raised it during last night's TVA debate. Trudeau says the Liberals bought carbon offsets to mitigate the emissions of the two planes and their campaign buses, both this year and in 2015. Trudeau thinks that the criticism is just a distraction.
What we're seeing here from the Conservatives is a classic and desperate attempt to distract from the fact that they have zero approach on climate change, don't even think it's important.
Trudeau says the Liberals have bought carbon offsets to mitigate emissions of the planes and campaign buses. In American news, U.S. President Donald Trump mentions that China should start investigating the business of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Trump made the suggestion while ensnared in an impeachment probe when he asked Ukraine to investigate.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs in China claims they can't back up allegations that a Chinese government-related business gave Biden's son, Hunter, $1.5 billion. The Center for Disease Control says they believe THC may be the cause of all these vaping-related illnesses. Logan Summers has the story.
For weeks now, the health concerns around vaping have been in the headlines, and many are still wondering what is causing the illnesses and deaths that are being reported. The CDC says THC and vitamin acetate in vapes may be the problem. THC is a chemical found in cannabis and is now being found in vape juice that people are using to be able to use cannabis through their vapes. Ethan Marshall, general manager at Vapor Canada, explains.
Evolved and grown into vaping. A lot of people vape their cannabis products now. They vape it in the regular form that you think of when we talk about cannabis, in the flower form.
The THC used in specific vape juice is also sometimes being mixed with a chemical called vitamin E acetate, which has many worried it may be the cause of the rising number of illnesses and deaths in North America that are being said to be the cause of by vapes. Jordan Brandt is training coordinator at Legacy 420.
What happens when this vitamin E gets vaporized is it turns into hydrogen cyanide. That's what's causing the majority from all of the cases that I've read, and the majority of cases, that's what's causing the damage to the lungs and then later on the respiratory illnesses. So
the CDC says they still cannot be 100% sure if THC and vitamin E acetate is the main cause of the illnesses and deaths.
Sports is next.
The first beer of autumn season means only one thing, the Empire Oktoberfest Craft Beer Festival at Empire Square. Come out October 5th to Empire Square in downtown Belleville for Empire Oktoberfest. Get the full Oktoberfest experience without traveling to Munich. Celebrate autumn by sampling local and regional craft beers and ciders, taste delicious food from local vendors, plus music and more. Empire Oktoberfest Craft Beer Festival. For tickets and more information, go to empiretheater.com.
When it comes to sports, female athletes only receive 5% of Canadian media coverage, according to the Canadian Women's Foundation. But a local softball league would like to see that number improve. Olivia Waldriff has the details.
The president of the Belleville Ladies Business Softball League says the media needs to get more serious when it comes to coverage of female athletes. Luann Williams says things have improved, but they need to get even better.
Not so much lately, but years ago, we'll just say the media didn't really give women's sports the attention that it should have.
Williams says her league has been trying to engage with the media more for a while, but she says they were held back because the women on the team had time for playing the game, but didn't always have time to promote the league.
The last couple of years, we've been trying to engage the media to advertise our league. For a long time, we didn't really do much because the executive, they were also mothers. They were working. They just literally would just make it to the games and didn't really have a whole lot of time for other stuff, for promoting the league.
The Belleville Ladies Business Softball League finished their 2019 season in August and start their 2020 season in May. Olivia Waldriff, QNET News, Belleville.
There are 8 games on day 2 of the National Hockey League season tonight. Montreal will visit Carolina, Boston at Dallas, Winnipeg at the New York Rangers, and Calgary at Colorado. The Edmonton Oilers have placed Swedish defenseman Adam Larsson on long-term injured reserve with a foot injury he suffered blocking a shot. Canadian defenseman Evan Bouchard will be called up to replace him. AHL Live will be free for the opening weekend of the season. You can watch the Belleville Senators take on the Toronto Marlies on the road Saturday, as well as any other game you wish to watch from October 4th to 6th, without having to pay for a subscription. The Trenton Golden Hawks will play against the Brantford 99ers on the road later tonight at 7:30 p.m. And then the Wellington Dukes will have a home game against the Collingwood Colts tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. In tennis, Bianca Andreescu will play against Naomi Osaka of Japan tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in the quarterfinals of the China Open. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight, periods of rain or drizzle ending after midnight and then it's mainly cloudy, a low of +4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 12. At 4 o'clock, or at 4:09, it's 11 degrees. QNET News, on the air, on 91X and online, and at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Michael Sukit on QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.